Today we're continuing our benefits of yoga series, and today's benefit is energy. Hello and welcome to episode 202 of Namaste Yoga. We're continuing our benefits of yoga series, and today we're working with energy, and I have a testimonial to begin with today. We have so many testimonials coming in, and thank you so much for sending your testimonies. You can send them to me at my email address, info@melissawest.com. You can send them to me on Facebook at facebook.com/yournamasteyoga. You can send them to me on YouTube channel in the comments or my website at melissawest.com. There's a form there, or you can leave us a SpeakPipe message. I've got a SpeakPipe message coming up in a couple of weeks, and iTunes, and lots of ways to send us testimonials. We have lots of them. What I do when I get a really good one, and you know, you guys are so complimentary. I don't even read the complimentary ones because I don't want people to think it's all about me. I read the ones where it's about your stories and how the classes have affected you. But even without all the ones where people gush and gush about me, which is very, it makes me blush, but the stories that are where you talk about how the classes have affected you, I've got, what I've been doing is pulling out really good ones and putting them into the upcoming episodes. I think I've got testimonials for up to episode 205 right now. So that being said, I have a great one today from Pamela. And she says, "Dear Melissa and Tim, your videos have been a lifeline in so many ways. Having learned incredible amounts just in yoga asana, and then the addition of extra information has impacted my personal practice and my teaching exponentially. Just as I retired from my day job, I was hit by 3 major life-altering events. One of my beloved dogs became sick and died within 2 days. My husband left me for an 18-year-old girl. He was 71. Then Hurricane Sandy sadly destroyed my home and everything in it. My older dog, Cammy, the Wonder Dog, a 13-year-old lab with all sorts of conditions, and I swam through the flood water to get my soon-to-be ex-husband's office. Sadly, she passed two days ago. Your videos I have saved to my computer allowed me to continue my practice, even though my mats were gone. You reminded me that the world was still out there, a familiar face and voice when I needed you. I have followed you almost from your beginnings. I look forward to a time when I can become a member. So with my heart filled with gratitude, I offer you this inadequate thank you. Congratulations on reaching 200 episodes. Jai, Melissa and Tim." So thank you for that one, Pam. So just a couple of things to let you know what's going on the membership site. And I wanted to give a quick welcome to our new members this week. Welcome to new quarterly members, Marion and Miriam, Malina, Terry, and the new yearly members, Sylvia, Anne, and Justine. And we are starting our online weekend retreat, Mindful Compassion in Your Relationships, today. And there's so much buzz around that. If you're a member, you can check that out and you can join us. And because it's an online retreat, you can do it anytime. So it's laid out anytime you have an evening and 2 full days, you can join us. And next weekend, we're meeting up with our yoga philosophy teacher, Molly Crawley, and I. We co-teach yoga philosophy on the membership site. And we're going to be discussing Eknath Ishwaran's Introduction to the Bhagavad Gita. And we are also collectively, as a membership, working on a home remedy class for cold and flu season. And I'm still diligently working on the menopause class series. So that's also going on the membership site. That's coming. It's going to be an epic series. I've just been researching it so much. And if you're interested in our continuing education course for teachers, this is a great time to develop your own yoga philosophy as a teacher or to deepen your yoga practice as a student. I'm now doing interviews for our January session, and that will be January 2014, and this class is now half full. So if you're interested in being interviewed for that, check that out on my website. It's under the teacher training there. Okay, let's get going with today's class. Oh, first, thank you to Squeezed for our yoga clothing. I'm wearing a long sleeve bamboo and the moss green leggings. And thank you to Dusky Leaf for our mat. You're going to need a mat, a folded blanket for there's some sitting postures today, and you'll need a yoga block today as well. Okay, so let's get going. You're going to rest back and settle in. Yeah, lie down on your mat. So take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. And since today's class is about energy, just check in and notice where your energy is at right now. How are you feeling energetically right now? So the more you practice yoga, especially in this style of yoga, the more you might start to realize that it is less important to achieve exotic yoga postures. And it is perhaps more important to be aware of and to refine your energy and your energy flow. To me, this is truly the mark of an advanced yoga practice. In my opinion, more advanced yogis ask themselves questions such as, am I aware of the energy in my body right now? Am I aware of what my breath is telling me about my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being? Am I alive and awake in my practice? Breathing, or pranayama, is a major way that we can control our energy as yogis. Pranayama comes from two Sanskrit words, prana, meaning the fundamental life force, and yam, meaning to control. Pranayama is a channeling or controlling force, the controlling of your life force. Pranayama can also be seen as the combination of pran, your life force, with ayam, meaning expansion. In this sense, pranayama expands your life force through all levels of your being, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We can literally change our energetic state with breath practice. Breath of joy is energizing, uplifting, and sweeps away depression. Ujjayi breath allows you to focus and puts you into a meditative state. Three-part breath is grounding. Kapalabhati breath is stimulating, invigorating, clarifying, and refreshing. Square breath is balancing, spacious, and resetting. Alternate nostril breathing is sedating, and Sitali breath is cooling. Pranayama can be used to relax, release tension, build energy, release fear or anxiety, charge your batteries, or create healing. In this class, we will experiment with different pranayama techniques in our postures and bring awareness to how they affect our energy. We will also practice a kriya to strengthen our aura and to bring awareness to the energy field around us, as well as a meditation for a calm heart. So reflect on your energy right now, and maybe even become aware of the energy field around you. And if you can't sense that right now, that's okay. We'll experiment with that as we practice. And reflect also on why you're here, what it is you want to receive from your yoga practice today. And begin to form an intention for what it is you would like to receive. And once you've begun to form your intention for your yoga practice today, you can start to wiggle and stretch out, but stay lying on your back. So we're going to start with Setu Bandhasana. So we're going to do this with bridge pose with a few different breaths, so you can feel the different energy with different breaths. So we're going to start with Ujjayi breath. And the way that Ujjayi breath works, I like to do it, if you could place a block between your knees, because we'll just do that for nice alignment. If you take your hand in front of your mouth and you inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth as though you're fogging up a mirror. And pay attention to the shape of the back of your throat as you do this. And listen to the sound that's created with your breath here. Now you're going to keep that shape in the back of your throat. You can move your hand away. And breathe through your nose. And then press your feet into the ground. Inhale. Exhale. And lift into bridge pose with Ujjayi breath. And just become aware of the effect that the Ujjayi breath has on this posture for you. And then slowly lower down, and you can hug your knees into your chest. And just notice the effect on your energy. How is your energy different now after practicing that Ujjayi breath? And then slowly release your knees to the ground. And place your block between your legs again. And this time we're going to do three-part breath. And the way that that's going to work is we're going to do the breath with the posture. So you're going to inhale a little bit as you lift a bit. Inhale a little bit as you lift a little bit more. Inhale all the way as you lift all the way up. And then exhale and lower all the way down. So you'll inhale a bit. Inhale a little bit more. Inhale all the way up. And exhale, lower down. Okay, so join me this time. And one more. And then hug your knees into your chest. And just check in and see if you can feel the difference between that breath and the previous breath in your energy. And these are subtle differences. That's why it's an advanced practice. I could really feel the difference in the quality of my energy between those two, so I'm curious to know if you could too. All right, so the next one, we'll wait to put your block there until we do the next, until I teach you the breath. We're going to do Kapalabhati breath. And this breath, the way it works is you actively draw your navel back to your spine as you forcefully press the breath out of your nose. And then you release your navel, and then the breath comes in passively. So the way we usually do this is seated, and we start with some ha breath. Ha, 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 as you pull your navel back. And then you move to doing it through your nose. So we're going to do this with in bridge pose and see if you feel the difference in your energy after you've done this. So press up into bridge pose and we'll do Kapalabhati breath here. Big inhale, and then exhale, lower down, and hug your knees into your chest, and check in with your energy again. See if you notice a difference in the quality of your energy now that you affected your energy with your breath. Okay, so one more in bridge pose, Setu Bandhasana. We will do square breath. So the way square breath works is you breathe in, there's a pause, you breathe out, and there's a pause. So we'll do it moving again. We'll inhale, we'll lift up. You'll suspend your breath here. You'll breathe out. And then you'll suspend your breath here. And then we'll go back up. So this breath is pretty safe for most people unless you shouldn't be holding your breath for any reason. So I can think pregnant women really shouldn't hold their breath because you don't want to ever cut off the flow of oxygen to your baby. But if you have any other health conditions for which you shouldn't be stopping your breath, then don't do this breath. Just keep your breath continuous. You can inhale, exhale when you get up there, inhale down, exhale when you come down. Okay, so just keep your breath continuous. Okay, so here we go. We're going to inhale. Pause. Exhale. Pause. Inhale, pause, exhale, pause, inhale, pause. Exhale, pause, inhale, pause, exhale, pause. One more, inhale, pause, exhale, pause, and then return to breathing normally here. Draw your knees into your chest and check in with your energy again. Notice what's shifted or changed about your energy. Okay, so you can see there are subtle shifts and changes in your energy just from those very short practices of breath. You could really elongate even more and have even more of a change in your energy. Okay, from here we're going to come up onto all fours, so roll to your right side and come on up. And we're going to do this again, experiment with this again in cat pose. So let's start again in cat pose with Ujjayi breath. So that's that one where you do that fogging up of the mirror. So feel that shape in the back of your throat. Close your mouth and then continue that shape. And it's the breath travels along the back of your throat, and you exhale and inhale, making that sound, that ocean sounding breath. Great. So what did you notice about using Ujjayi breath there? And the next breath that we're going to use is three-part breath. So how about with three-part breath, we go exhale, round a little bit, exhale, round a little bit more, exhale, round fully here, and then we'll inhale. So we'll exhale in three parts. Breathe out. Breathe out a little more. Breathe out fully and breathe in. Breathe out a little bit. Breathe out a little bit more. Breathe out fully and breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe out a little more. Breathe out fully, round. Breathe in, arch. Breathe out a little more. Breathe out fully, round. Breathe in, arch. Breathe out a little more. Breathe out fully. Breathe in, arch. One more like that. Okay, and then just come to neutral and maybe even sit back on your heels. Check in and see what you notice about your energy now. Okay, we're going to try Kapalabhati breath in cat pose. So let's do about 50 repetitions of Kapalabhati rounded, and we'll do 50 repetitions arched. So we won't move back and forth. We'll just stay static. So you'll come into that rounded position, and we'll do Kapalabhati breath here. Breath in, exhale. Now inhale, come to the arched position. We'll do 50 repetitions here. Big inhale. Full exhale. And then sit back onto your heels. And exhale. And check in with your energy here. And notice how that breath affected you in cat pose. Marjaryasana. Okay, we have one more breath in cat pose. We're going to do square breath in cat pose. So if your wrists are bothering you at all, you can always come onto fists or even onto forearms. I think I'm going to do this one on forearms. So let's do breathe out. 2, 3, 4. We'll hold it here. 2, 3, 4. We'll breathe in. 2, 3, 4. And we'll hold here. 2, 3, 4. Okay, join me. Breathe out. Pause, rounded. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Hold. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Breathe in. Pause. Breathe out. Pause. Breathe in. Pause. Great. Okay, sit back on your heels again. Just take a moment and check in and feel your energy. Okay, so can you feel those subtle shifts and changes in the energy in your body, maybe in the feeling of the way your blood is flowing through you and the way your cells are feeling? Just really tune into that subtle energy in your body, and I bet you can feel those shifts just by changing the breath in your yoga postures. So these, to me, are really advanced practices. Okay, we're going to do a Kriya to strengthen your aura now. So your aura is your electromagnetic field that surrounds you. And you might even be able to tune into it and feel it more now because you've been doing all this pranayama practice. If you can't, that's okay too. You might be able to feel it more after we do this practice. So when your aura is weak, you feel easily swayed by others, overwhelmed by outside influences, and easily emotional. A strong aura gives you the power of protection from outside influences and disease and projection, so clarity of intention. You feel stable and secure in yourself. This allows you to shine and be open-hearted. So this is a simple yet powerful Kriya for keeping disease away, eliminating digestive problems, and developing a strong aura. So this one starts with from downward facing dog. And what you do is, and we're going to need you to time for us, Tim, is you're supposed to come into downward facing dog and take one leg up and do push-ups from this position for a minute and a half. Now, I can do about 1.5 push-ups from this position, so, let alone a minute and a half. So I've developed a modification for this. I can do about, well, that's a stretch too. This is really pushing it. I can do a minute and a half from this position. So that's my modification position. But for those heroic people out there that want to do it from down dog, just, you know, bully for you. Okay? So choose your position, down dog, or you can join me in the much easier position. And you got the timer going, Tim, a minute and a half? Okay, here we go. So right leg's out for the first one, and then we got to remember you have to do two sides too before you choose your really crazy position. Are we ready? Here we go. Inhale down, exhale up. It's 45 seconds. You're doing great. Okay, that's the first side. Phew. Okay, we have to do two sides because that's the rule. Okay, are you ready? Let's just give our wrists a little stretch first. I already filmed this Kriya for the membership site. It was part of this whole series for, it's part of an immune series, or I forget what series it was part of in the, maybe spring cleaning, or I don't know, spring cleanse. Do you remember when we filmed this already, Tim? What it was for? I forget what it's for, but it's on the membership site already. Okay, are you ready? Something to do with yoga, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Left leg's back. Here we go. Minute and a half on the other side. It's going to go faster this time. Tim's put the speedy timer on this side. My arms are feeling really spindly right now. Mm. 30 seconds to go, or? How are you doing? How much longer? Ten more seconds. We can do this. Good job. We did it. Okay. Now that you've killed your arms, this is the crazy part about this Kriya. You have to hold your arms up for the next part of it. Okay, you're going to sit. This is where I thought it would be nice to have your folded blanket just to give you a little bit of elevation for your hips. Or I offered the option in the show notes to sit on a chair. That's fine too. You're going to extend your left hand forward as if you're shaking hands. Bring your right hand underneath your left hand. Clasp the back of your right hand with your right hand. Lock the hands together. So both hands are facing to the right. You're going to inhale and raise your arms up to a 60-degree angle above the horizontal. Exhale, lower your arms to the chest level. You're going to continue the chopping motions with a powerful breath for 2 to 3 minutes. Keep your elbows straight. And then at the end, we'll inhale, stretch your arms up, exhale, and relax. So we're going to do this for 2 minutes. Okay? Ready? And this is hard because you've already been doing those push-ups. Here we go. Strong inhale, strong exhale. Relax your shoulders. Halfway. Inhale, exhale, relax. So this exercise works on strengthening your aura at the arc or halo, which extends out from your hairline level. Okay. So the next one is called aura ripples. And what you do for this one is you take your arms forward parallel to the ground with your palms facing each other about 6 inches apart. And as you inhale, you open your arms out. And then you exhale, bring them back forward to the original position. And you keep your, use rhythmic breath again. You inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And you're visualizing your arms creating energy ripples that extend your aura further and further. And this is supposed to be for 2 minutes. Okay? Here we go. Big inhale, open. Exhale. You'll lower your arms down. Okay, now just sit quietly for a moment. Check in with your energy. And see if you can sense a bubble around you. See if you can sense your auric field. See if it feels bigger than before you started. And then we'll do a twist, and then we'll do our meditation for a calm heart. So for the twist, we'll do Marichyasana, and sit with your legs straight out in front of you. Bend your right leg in, wrap your left arm around your right leg, place your right hand at the base of your spine. And here, since we've been working with pranayama, just experiment with lengthening out your exhalation. Taking really long exhalations. And see what that does for your twist physically. And then come back to the center. Extend your right leg out. Bend your left leg in. Wrap your right arm around your left leg. Place your left hand at the base of your spine. That nice twist. And again, really focus on lengthening out your exhalation. And see what that does to your spine. And see if you can feel the energy moving up your spine. And then come back to the center. And we did all of that kriya for a strong aura, and a lot of those were very energizing. And so we're going to do a meditation for a calm heart to see if we can bring that energy back down. So we've been doing this practice with your energy today. I'm sorry, but we'll bring it back down now. So you're going to sit in easy pose with your legs cross-legged, or you can sit on a chair here, sit in whatever position is comfortable for you. You're going to place your left hand at the center of your chest at your heart center. Your palm is flat against your chest with your fingers parallel to the ground pointing to the right. Your right hand is going to be raised to the right side as if you're taking an oath. And then you're going to put your hand into the Gyan Mudra. And this is just thumb and first finger together. Gyan Mudra. And then what you're going to do is we're going to breathe in. You're going to breathe in and suspend your breath. So this is like square breath, except for that you're going to be on your own and take it at your own pace in a bit of a way. What you're going to do is breathe in. Suspend your breath for as long as possible for you. Now, don't do anything crazy. Like, listen to your own body. Don't be, passing out on me or anything. And then you're going to exhale smoothly, gradually, and completely. And then when your breath is out, you're going to suspend your breath for as long as possible. So it's like square breath, except for you're going to hold after you breathe in, you're going to hold for as long as is comfortable. Then you're going to breathe out long, smooth, deep. When you're completely out of air, you're going to hold your breath for as long as possible again. We're going to do this for 3 minutes. Then we're going to inhale and exhale strongly, and then you're going to take Shavasana. So Tim is going to time us. Okay, so here we go. So you're going to inhale strongly, exhale strongly. Inhale strongly, exhale strongly. Inhale strongly, exhale strongly. And just check in and notice what your energy is like now, breathing normally. And then rest back in Shavasana. Lie down on your back. At the beginning of the class, you tuned into your energy. You noticed where your energy level was at and how your energy was feeling. So here we are at the end of the class. How is your energy now? How would you describe the energy in your body now? And how is this experience of your energy in this moment different or the same from your day-to-day lived experience? What does this reveal to you about the way you live your life? So what's one small thing that you're going to take away from your experience today, off your mat and into your life? I'd love to hear about it in the comments. Then when you're ready, you can begin to allow your breath to deepen. Start to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to sitting. Thank you for joining me for episode 202 of Namaste Yoga. I will be joining many of you for our mindfulness, compassion in relationships yoga retreat this weekend. I'll see many of you on our meetup tomorrow and Sunday, and I will see you on our membership site, and then I will see many of you on next week for episode 203. Namaste.